from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, a Minnesota resident dead in Somalia. The death toll from the massive truck bombing in the Somali capital of Mogadishu over the weekend has topped 270. A Minnesota man, it turns out, is one of the victims after a truck bomb went off Saturday in what is being described as the deadliest terror attack in the East African country's history. Ahmed Abdikarin Iyo was resting in his Mogadishu hotel when the blast ripped the building apart and killed him. His mosque, the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in Bloomington, Minnesota, says that Iyo leaves behind a wife and three children in Minnesota. His brother, Bashir Iyo, spoke with reporters.
And he's a great father. And he was a service community. He was sad at this time, and very sad.
Angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab. The militant group, which often claims attacks in Mogadishu, has so far stayed silent. Deakin University's Greg Barton says the magnitude of the attack is a surprise, but not the attack itself.
The scale of this attack and the brutality captures our imagination, and the international community once again pays attention to Shabaab. It wouldn't come as news to anyone living in Somalia or Kenya.
Hundreds were wounded in the attack in Mogadishu, and the Somali government has called for 3 days of national mourning. Iraqi forces have captured a key airbase north of the city of Kirkuk, along with several positions to the south, following a call by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to reclaim control of the disputed area from Kurdish forces. Kurds have controlled Kirkuk city since pushing out Islamic State fighters who swept into Iraq back in 2014. This is VOA News. Australia appears to be shifting to the right politically, as the Conservative Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz claimed victory in Sunday's general elections and is now poised to become the country's next leader. Natalie Doyle is a Europe scholar at Monash University.
I think this election, in fact, confirms a trend that that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble. It was also apparent, I may add, in Germany. The only exception to that is the United Kingdom, where the Labour Party seems to have gained new life.
The campaign in Austria was dominated by the issue of immigration. Austria, with a population of just under 9 million, accepted 90,000 asylum seekers, most of them Muslim, during the 2015 migrant crisis. Trump administration officials insist that they are remaining in the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran for now. On Friday, President Trump informed Congress he will not certify Iran as complying with the 2015 agreement. In Luxembourg, European Union policy chief Federica Mogherini said earlier today that Iran has indeed been keeping up with their part of the bargain.
Its successful implementation continues to ensure that Iran's nuclear program remains exclusively very peaceful. The European Union underlines that the International Atomic Energy Agency has verified 8 times that Iran is implementing all its nuclear-related commitments following a comprehensive and strict monitoring system.
None of the other countries which signed the agreement has voiced support for President Trump regarding Iran, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged them to work with Washington to fix the agreement's deficiencies.
They're very clear, and they have to be changed. And it's an opportunity that President Trump has created for them to fix this very bad deal, which is dangerous for them, no less than it is for others.
Congress has 60 days to determine if it should impose new sanctions. Irish authorities have ordered all schools in the country closed today and for people to stay off the roads as a tropical system, once known as Hurricane Ophelia, is bearing down on Ireland and the U.S. with potentially deadly winds. Ophelia weakened from a Category 3 storm to what is called a post-tropical cyclone. Leo Varadkar is the Irish Taoiseach, or Prime Minister.
Just stepped out of a meeting of the National Emergency Coordination Group. As I think everyone knows at this stage, Storm Ophelia is a very dangerous storm. The last time we had a storm this severe, 11 lives were lost. So our number one priority today is to avoid any injury and any loss of life.
Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.